This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I thought for a minute this morning about starting off by just reading you my credit card number. I figure since I've done some shopping at Target the past couple of weeks, you know, just about the same thing, right? The company admitted today hackers somehow stole details of more than 40 million credit and debit card accounts during the 2 weeks just after Thanksgiving, which raises, among many others, this question. What does somebody do with 40 million credit cards? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the story.
If past experience is any indication, those 40 million stolen credit card numbers are going on one heck of a ride.
That data has been flowing primarily to Eastern Europe, to the former Soviet bloc.
Kevin O'Brien is with cloud security company CloudLock. He says Eastern Europe has become the epicenter for malware that can steal financial info.
These hackers post these programs or the output from these programs for sale.
Who buys it? In this case, people back here in the U.S. Among them, this guy.
My name is Brian Krebs.
He's an investigator and reporter with KrebsOnSecurity.com.
I'm working with a financial institution to buy some of their stolen cards from the underground.
All of the stolen credit cards he has bought so far have turned out to be from the Target breach.
These cards are selling like hotcakes right now.
He says the card numbers are sold in bulk for up to $100 a piece, and the transactions are extremely sophisticated.
You tell them what banks you're interested in, and they'll tell you how many of those cards from those banks that they have. And then you sort of put them in your shopping cart, pay with bitcoins, and you're off to the races.
It's basically like a criminal eBay.
It'll really blow your mind.
Sadly, most people who buy card numbers aren't Brian Krebs. They're organized groups of criminals.
What you're seeing in fraud attacks are much more organized plays. I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Brian Riley is with CEB Tower Group. He says consumers should watch their balances like a hawk. I asked Riley if he would cancel his card.
Absolutely.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.